You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
After a dozen years getting their butts kicked in the Pac-12, they'll return to the Big 12 next year. And you know the reason? What's the reason for anything college sports does? Money.
That's it. Okay.
It's just money. The NFL Hall of Fame announced its finalists for the next round of inductions. That includes three people with ties to the Denver Broncos: Randy Gradishar, Dan Reeves, and Mike Shanahan.
Those are good ones.
The NFL Senior Committee will vote in about 3 weeks. We'll see if any of our guys make it. I'm sure at least one will, maybe two. Speaking of the Broncos, did you see our new head coach of the Broncos ripping our previous head coach?
I did not see this.
Oh, my God. So, you know, Sean Payton is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos, and he was talking about Nathaniel Hackett, who last year was our head coach, although he didn't even last a full year on the job before getting fired. And Sean Payton said of Nathaniel Hackett, quote, "It might have been one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL," end quote.
Oh, snap.
So much for coaches being a fraternity and all being friends with each other, right? God.
Brutal.
What else is going on? Another one of the founding members of the Eagles has passed away. Randy Meisner was the bass player for the band that he helped form back in 1971. The big hit that he wrote and sang was Take It to the Limit. I love that song. He was well known for fighting with the band. He was a very laid-back, chill kind of guy, but man, there was a lot. If you ever watch the documentary on the Eagles, it is remarkable how much they fought, and that includes fist fighting.
Man.
Like, even while they're on stage performing, they might punch each other.
They were taking it to the limit.
Yes! He left the band in 1977. The only time afterwards that he joined up with them was for their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1998, but Randy Meisner is gone. For our older listeners, they'll know who we're talking about. Hey, listen, I've got a little heads-up story for those of you who are upset about your property values and how they've gone up. You know, you got to pay those property taxes. Didn't you say yours went up quite a bit, Jared?
Quite a bit, yes. And it's hard to fight it because all the comps in the neighborhood were even higher than what they assessed the value.
So you did not appeal.
It's like we couldn't appeal, yeah.
Well, they say that there's been a record number of people appealing their property tax, you know, valuations that have come in. Here's a cautionary tale about doing that. A guy in Costilla County here in Colorado says his property valuation went from $140,000 to $300,000. Now, keep those figures in mind. They first valued his property at $140,000. This year, he got a thing that said it's now $300,000. So he challenged it.
Okay.
Well, as soon as he did that, Jeremy, the county assessor looked at everything and added another $300,000
to it.
So now it's not $300,000. Now it's $600,000.
Ouch. Now what is he going to do?
The man said, "I might have been better to not say anything."
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, I've never heard of that happening.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
It's horrible.
News for nerds. I like to do this on Fridays. The big news in the science world this week has been Congress having another UFO hearing. I do not know why we waste so much time with
It sounds like we've got aliens in the storage unit somewhere.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, Congress is wasting more time doing UFO hearings, or as they call them now, UAPs.
I pulled some audio of them grilling this David Gersh, I think is his name.
Gersh,
retired intelligence officer with the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Here is 20 seconds of it.
If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
We got aliens somewhere, man. I'm telling you.
In a locker somewhere.
I bet we do.
Stored.
I bet we do. They keep saying, you know, showing all these videos, too, of what these Air Force pilots are catching. All these weird spheres floating around and zipping past them. And you don't believe? You're not believing
it? It's all nonsense, but, you know, it's great theater. It's great theater, right? People are enjoying watching. And everyone's like, oh, well, they're under oath. Well, yeah, I've heard people under oath talk about Bigfoots before, too. So just
oh, my.
under oath doesn't mean anything. Anyway, so apparently, yeah, that's the big thing in Congress this week is that we've got UAPs slash UFOs. What else is going on? There's some brain news out that says that deep fake videos that we're making are capable of creating false memories. That is the whole thing about false memories is frightening to the point where you can be 100% convinced of something that happened and it never happened, but your brain has now stitched it into your, you know, memory as a real event. And so you will go to your grave saying, no, this happened and it didn't happen.
That's trippy.
Yeah, it's really all of that stuff trippy. Is pretty freaky. And then the last news for nerd story I've got for you has to do with puppy dogs. They did a big study on dogs' tails. And what they found is, because a lot of people are like, well, you know, tails of animals are used for locomotion, right? It helps with the balance. It helps them maneuver. It's all that other stuff. They don't think dogs' tails are used for that anymore at all. They might have been millions of years ago, but they're not anymore. Now, they think the tails are used for one reason, and that's just communication between other dogs, whatever, and with human beings. Who's a good boy?
That's right. They wag them. You know that they're happy.
We know what's going on with their tails.
Look at that.
New movies and theaters. Haunted Mansion. That's based on the ride at Disneyland. Rosario Dawson's in that. Danny DeVito, Owen Wilson, Jamie Lee Curtis. There's another Australian horror movie out. That sounds dumb. Well, let me read the synopsis, though, just because I know you'll like it.
Okay.
In this Australian horror movie, it's called Talk to Me, a young woman attends a seance involving an embalmed hand in hopes of conjuring the spirit of her deceased mother. She and a group of friends become obsessed with using the hand until they realize they've unleashed evil supernatural forces.
What are they using the hand for?
Take a wild guess. Oh, it's so dumb. I know you've got news,
I
too.
Do.
What else is trending?
Let's jump on the toy bandwagon here with movies coming out about toys. Obviously, the biggie the past couple weeks was Barbie. Well, now Mattel has a ton of toy-based movies in the works, it sounds like. Number one, Barney. Do we need a big old Barney movie? Probably not.
I love you.
Oh, man, I'd leave that movie immediately. Polly Pocket is on the list. Hot Wheels, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That one sounds kind of fun. A movie based on the American Girl dolls. Uno. Matchbox. Thomas and Friends. There's a massive list online if you want to look up more. So they're seeing how much money the Barbie is rolling in, and they're like, hey, let's do
Hollywood
Viewmaster movie, you know? Yeah, they
Jeremy,
are all
I can't
about
believe
it.
You're not mentioning the one that's nearest and dearest to your heart.
Well, I see the Masters of the Universe on there, but I'm up to speed on all that, and that was canceled recently, so that one is not in the works. It's supposed to be a Netflix.
You don't think it'll be back?
It might. It was supposed to be a Netflix movie. They put like $10 million into the production of this He-Man movie, and then they pulled the plug on it for some reason. So
wow.
I don't know why, but they did. This whole writer's strike, one of the things that they're mad about is AI coming and taking their jobs, but now it sounds like studios are quietly ramping up their artificial intelligence capabilities. They say Disney is hiring at least a half a dozen AI jobs with six-figure salaries. And speaking of Netflix, they posted an ad for an AI project manager that pays $900,000 a year. Good God, I should have went into AI, it sounds like. Amazon and Apple, they're doing the same thing. So it's coming. It's definitely coming. And can you imagine a Saturday Night Live world without Lorne Michaels, man? He has been around since
the beginning.
The beginning. He was the beginning, right? Well, now they're looking for a replacement, and they're saying possibly Tina Fey might take over his job. He is pushing 80 years old, so he might be retiring soon. And a so-called insider says that talks are already underway with Tina Fey. And what a great fit, man. What a perfect fit for that job. What else is coming out? Department of Transportation is trending this morning. Ooh, sexy. They just announced a new rule that will require airlines to make restrooms large enough for two people. And this isn't so you can get in there with your lover and make a baby. This is for people with wheelchairs. They're saying that it needs to be more wheelchair accessible on airplanes. So you can roll in there and have plenty of room to do your business.
Yeah, and also that they would accommodate two people so that a disabled person could have a helper go in with them.
Yep.
And they say it wouldn't be every toilet on the airplane, but each plane would have to have one.
Yeah, and they've got like 10 years to comply. So, I mean, this is going to be a work in progress, it sounds like. And let's be honest, option three, you look around. Some people are the size of two people right now, so
okay.
That might make things all just
right.
A little... I mean, we all have eyes. I just came back from the Midwest.
You can answer all the text messages.
Nah, they're not texting in. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I do like this story this morning. This is going to tick my wife off, even though it's really good news. They're saying less than 5 minutes of sweaty household chores may be all you need to cut your risk of developing cancer by a third, Dom. A third.
Like
vigorous daily tasks that get you huffing and puffing and a little bit of sweaty, that's essentially exercise. So my wife has been wanting to hire a house cleaner for years and years. I'm just going to point to this study now. Nope. Let's clean the house. We're cutting our risk of cancer by a third. She's not going to like that. And then how about this study, Dom, revealing that young male virginity is on the rise. Over the past decade, the number of men under 30 are not having sex, and that number has nearly tripled. They're attributing it to factors such as living at home for longer, social media influences, video games, TikTok, Instagram. You're just sitting there on your devices instead of going out and trying to find a mate and have a little bit of fun.
Yep.
Dudes have gone soft, literally. They're more worried about Call of Duty versus Call of Booty, Dom.
Hey!
Oh!
It's funny, those numbers are going up right along, you know, the number of young male virgins is increasing right alongside the sales of Mountain Dew, don't you think?
No joke, man. Hey, speaking of those larger restrooms, here's your Fat America. Taco Bell is going to be introducing a new grilled cheese dipping taco.
Oh, my God.
It's some sort of taco filled with multiple cheeses, and then you dip it into a warm nacho cheese sauce.
All right.
Why not, huh? All right, let's do some clickbait. It's pretty funny. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, and I'm sorry. I might be a child, but I cannot get enough of these videos. It's the ice cream challenge floating around on TikTok right now, where ice cream shops are posting videos where an employee hands somebody their ice cream and they say, oh, that's the wrong order. And so the little teenager grabs the ice cream, turns around, and throws it in the face of another employee at the ice cream store. And I giggle every time I see these videos. And they are hot, hot, hot right now. So check them out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.